Welcome to Podcast 2187. Enjoy the show. And don't forget to submit your blaster for inspection.
What's up, my dudes?
Hey, Tim.
Are we recording?
Yes!
Bros?
Yeah.
Bros?
So, yeah, this is Podcast 2187.
Rosifus.
Yeah, right. And we have Mark, as you can very well hear. And we have Jared. We don't have Andrea tonight because, as always, you know, she's saving lives and stuff like that. But the three of us are here. And what? I can't hear you when I'm talking. I'm not that good with.
It's good that you don't, because I'm just mumbling things that are probably bleeped out anyways.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, Jared, Mark, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
What?
Yeah.
How about you, Tim?
I can't tell if it's a good thing or not that I have no idea what Mark is saying.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't tell what you're saying.
In and out, like you are not as clear as you should be.
Oh. I don't know. I am not alone. I'll be here with you. Though you're far away. Can you hear any of that?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that
came through well.
Wow. Why is that gotta be clear?
That was kind of amazing. Like it was like, no, it was a good test, and it worked. Your phone or the Skype connection or whatever is conspiring to be awesome.
Yeah, we paid off your phone to do that for us.
Yeah, I don't think it liked, like, for some reason my notifications were on. I didn't get a chance to turn it down before you called, so I'm trying to fix it right now.
So, like, for the 2 weeks now, I'm like exactly on time to the almost second, and I'm like the only one who's on time.
What? Hey, well, I was barely, I was off by a minute, and none of us like made you wait too long. We talked about a couple things like we tend to do. Hey, sometimes we start at like, it's only 12 minutes after our usual start time, like our scheduled start time, and sometimes you start at like 45
half an hour.
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still not as bad as Noah, though. Mark will remember the days, especially when.
I had a couple. I had two of those.
Yeah.
Three, including, what do you call it? I forgot about the second time I was on the. Now this is madness.
This is madness. Yeah.
Yeah. This is madness with Mark and Noah's weird brainchild. And given the immediate stories you guys were telling me, you know, the time that I was on Kessel Run and then we were developing this, I'm kind of amazed that Mark was like, yeah, let's do a second thing. Noah? No,
there were some episodes, there's some times that our pre-show discussion was longer than the episode itself.
Yeah.
There was one, the pre-show was long, and then we did a decent sized episode. And then I got, I think, a call or a text later going, it didn't tape.
I'm certain.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I remember that too.
and then immediately I ran to Tim. Go, Tim, I can't do it anymore. I can't handle this. It's just too much. Tim talked me off a ledge.
Yeah, Mark hasn't been back to podcasting since.
It's just whatever this is.
Okay. So I know
three normal guys talking about sane things. that's the name of this episode.
You get on Jared and I about showing up, you know, late or not being prepared or whatever. But you have to realize, because of the time zones, you've already been home. You've already probably had dinner. You've probably already taken a shower. You know, did your business, brush your teeth, floss. You looked in the mirror. You like, you know, gave yourself finger guns. No, you walked out there, watched an episode of Seinfeld or two, or maybe a rerun of Full House.
Tried on some watches.
Yeah, tried on, you know, this watch that you put it on. You put it on that little thing on your stand that's actual, like a fake wrist, but you put your watch on it on your nightstand. And we're still just kind of getting home and getting things together from our day, you know. So cut us some slack for a second, all right?
I really think you overestimate my day, but I kind of wish I lived it like that.
It would be great if that was like that.
Yeah.
Like you walk in and they're like, Master Tim, welcome home.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, why doesn't Buckley, who I assume is the name of your manservant, why doesn't Buckley, like, take your shoes at the door and, like, he's not asking you how your day was?
No, it'd be better if he gave me finger guns rather than I do it in the mirror.
No, Buckley does give finger guns. Come on.
No, he gets finger sandwiches, dude.
Yes.
You can do both.
No. Get you a butler who could do both.
You're going to have to tell Buckley he's fired then, Tim. Because I'm not doing it.
What's Buckley's last name, guys?
Let's see. It's Buckley. Even... That's how butlers work.
Okay, but I care enough about him as a person to know his full name. Do you?
He's been working for your family for generations. Obviously, you don't care.
Yeah, I know Steve's real name. I pay attention.
Okay. So... that actually got off the rails pretty quickly. But hey, let's see. What start? Oh, Mark, right off the bat, I'm going to get you excited about some Star Wars thing. Because okay. There's a TV spot. There's a TV spot that came out recently. I saw it on NBC. I told you about it.
One? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one.
Is this the Battlefront one?
No. No, it's, the one where Chewie gets violent. Mark, what did you feel about this TV spot?
They need to have, you know what, and I would be surprised if they didn't throw this in at the end. I'm going to call it right now that no porgs were harmed during the production of this film, that they'll throw a little thing somewhere in the ending. And I'll hate it when I see it, but I'm going to call it right now.
I actually
would buy that when it says animals, it'll say porgs as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I believe it'll be there. Take that to the bank. I call it first.
I would not put that past them for a second. Same. Like, I think that's really, really good prediction on your part.
Yeah.
Solid detective work.
Yep. Like Babe Ruth had just called the shot.
You are the premier porg detective that I know. You're getting
that's the thing. When Tim just gets some random text from Tim, like, oh my God. You wouldn't believe what I just saw. You're going to love it. It's great. Hold on. Let me look at my watch. What time is it? But, you know, the whole Chewbacca slapping the pork off the Millennium Falcon is gorgeous. It's really gorgeous. And I hope it's harder. I hope that was just slowed down.
I got two things to spin out of this conversation about this spot. One is... I think immediately I saw a response defending the porg and attacking Chewie that kind of went with what I said last week in response to your whole porgs are over thing. I didn't think they were quite over. There were quite a few people who were really, really angry about it and were trying to throw Chewie under the bus. Yeah. Well, not like angry, but they were just like, there are people who love porgs so much and they're like, they were annoyed about it. That's
something you know nothing about yet.
No, and that's what I was basically like, first off, man, like, I'm not anti-pork, but come on, dude. Like, dude's in Han's spot, is what I said. Like, it's been 5 seconds, and he's sitting in Han's seat, like, totally justified, just smacking him across the room. That's okay. He didn't ask. He just sat there. And, so I'm okay with that one. And the other one...
It would be awesome if they had two stuffed porgs, like, they stuffed them, taxidermy style. And just hung them instead of the little dice in the Millennium Falcon. I think that would be fantastic, and I'd be in support of that.
Man, you had to make them actual taxidermy and not stuffed porgs like the ones that people buy fake. Here. Right.
No, they're not like stuffed animal porgs.
Right.
No. Oh, they're real.
The other one. Have either of you guys seen this new Battlefront commercial? They did one, I think, for the Battlefront last time. Where it was PS4 and Battlefront, and it was the kid playing with his friend and playing with his little R2-D2 toy, his little, like, old Kenner toy, and he kept playing with it, and eventually as an adult, it keeps showing his imagination, so he's like him going in and out of the world as he's growing up. There's kind of a sequel to that where it's two kids, it's a boy and a girl, and the little boy wants to be a Jedi, and the little girl is all dark side and imperial and whatnot. And it goes through their whole lives as well. And I swear, like, it's a better case than anything I've seen. Like just gutturally, it's a better case for any sort of shipping of any dark side, light side characters than anything I've seen. Like, actually compelling about any real characters. Like, it's just like, oh, it's adorable. Look at them. Like it's a, and it's one of those really emotionally manipulative commercials. Like, if it were an Olympics commercial in the late 90s, it would have been for like a credit card or for a long distance plan, and it would have made you cry. It would have been like something about long lost families being reunited or something. Like, it was the same kind of like 2 second cinematic stuff where in a span of a minute and a half they try to weave a little story. But it was really well done, great special effects and cinematography, and it's literally between that and a few people telling me things, I'm like almost ready to play Battlefront, even though I just know I'll suck at it. Like, I'm just so bad at those games. I did it last year because of you and people like you, Tim, lying to me.
What do we say? You'd be good?
Oh, I don't know. With the promise of fun. I mean, it's still fun, but you know what I mean.
I mean, you can do a campaign and have it set to like super easy mode.
I can, but then I feel shame.
I mean, anyway, because I'm not going to turn this into a Battlefront episode, because I can very easily do that, but I'm not going to.
Then we'll just go ahead and say, I think our one question that I saw was from Noah, and it was about Tim's thoughts on Battlefront.
Are you kidding?
No, and I think it was just to troll you, Mark. It didn't say Noah, that.
Is this good Noah?
Was the good Noah, and that's why I thought it was a little surprising to see him just blatantly trolling you.
He's gray Noah now. He's not on the light side. He's low. He's shifting to the dark.
He's been tempted. He's been tempted. He's to the dark side. He's like Dooku sometime right around Attack of the Clones, Phantom Menace. Like, he's being courted to...
He's gonna start cutting his hair in a mohawk. He's gonna start getting like black tips in his hair. You know, he'd make a good he's a teacher, right? He'd make a good guy from Hogwarts, but like one of the bad dark arts teachers.
Oh, I like that.
Takes over.
He could do a Snape kind of look.
Yes, yeah, that'd be him. Don't you ever dare suggest we talk about Battlefront again, Noah.
Yeah, you made an enemy of Mark today.
You're on my list.
It's people who love Porgs and people who tend to talk about Battlefront. So, yep. So far, it's a lot of people, and then what, Josiah and Noah.
And whoever keeps making TV spots. I'm over TV spots.
Yeah, I've only seen one in full, and the same one from last week, the one with Finn.
Now, if it's on, I watch it. I do not search them out on YouTube. I do not, download them or watch them anywhere else. If I happen to see it, fine. But there's just too many at this point.
I feel like between Twitter and the TV, I've seen them all.
You think you've seen them all? I guarantee you there's one like foreign spot from Iona. You have no clues out there.
Yeah. But my point is, I don't search them out either. But either between popping up on my timeline or just seeing them, I feel like I've come at least most of them.
And you watch a lot of TV then, I imagine.
Not really. It's just that whenever I'm skipping through, because like, I have a couple shows that I'll record or whatever, and then whenever I skip through the commercials, I see the logo, and then I have to take it back.
Tim, what do you record?
I'm
curious to know about the life of Tim. What is it that you record?
Largely movies, actually. But
okay. Off of what channel?
It depends on what channel is showing a movie I want to see.
So you prefer to watch it edited?
No, I just prefer to not pay for it.
No, I get that. But if you're watching it on like cable television and you're recording with commercials, most likely it's edited for time and content. And a lot of times the actual language has changed. So, where are you recording it from?
It depends.
AMC, what are you doing?
Sometimes those. I just got, not that long ago, there was like a free preview for HBO, so I got a couple movies there.
Would you record from those?
One of them was Split, actually, which I haven't seen yet.
Oh, I'm but halfway through it. Shut up.
You hadn't seen it yet?
No, I really want to. You hadn't. Oh, and Mark, it. I just watched it. I just watched Beyond. Finally, by the way.
Which one?
Star Trek Beyond. Yeah.
Finally, just now.
Like a couple days ago, whenever or yet sometime. Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was good. I mean, I thought it was good. I kind of missed the JJ influence in it. Justin Lin did a fine job, but you know, I kind of liked the style was different, but it was still good.
That was. I don't know what you're talking about.
I felt like not that to sound like a broken record, but I felt like the music was a little underutilized in this one.
You know, that's possible. Let me ask you a question, though, Tim. Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
It's been on Amazon Prime for like, I don't know, 6 months.
I know, that's why I think that's where I watched it.
I think that's when I finally watched it.
Oh, it's in theaters. You know why? Because I'm a fan.
Whoa.
You're not.
Judgment. That's not fair, man.
It is. It's totally fair. For certain things, if you don't see it in the theater, you're not a real fan.
I don't think that is true, man. I'm
the hell out of this.
I saw one of them in theaters.
Don't count, Tim.
I just don't agree, man. But I respect your opinion. I'm just saying, no one's going to tell me I'm not a Batman fan or a DC fan, but I'm not going to go see a movie I'm not interested in. And I was at that level at that point. I wanted to see it, but I just, like we talked about today, I just wasn't seeing really very many movies in the theater for quite some time. And, you know, but there were like two I saw between Star Wars movies. And I've seen a lot since then because of you and a few other people encouraging me to. So and I appreciate that. I think that's a good thing. I need to see more movies to you.
Batman fan, Justice League.
I have not. I love the Justice League in general, but I like it's just at this point, like the way Blake describes it, it's like if you just keep going to the same restaurant, they keep giving you something you don't enjoy. At some point, it's your fault for going and, and expecting it.
Blake see it? Did Blake see it?
No. It was based on like just his experience with the last several DC movies, just explaining why he didn't really want to. So I'm not going to say it's bad because I haven't seen it yet, but at this point, I've been kind of underwhelmed the best. You know, for those movies, the one I liked the most before Wonder Woman was Man of Steel, and it was like kind of underwhelming for me. And then I just thought they got worse and worse until Wonder Woman. But
also, I just saw Thor the other day again. Also, I'm catching up.
The first Thor or Ragnarok?
No, Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is good.
It's my favorite of the three. It was really good, and like,
I believe that. I buy that.
Like I've said it before, I'm not the biggest fan ever of Guardians of the Galaxy, but I thought that like this was better than that, both of them to me. And
wait, say what?
Ragnarok was better than Guardians of the Galaxy to me, like easily.
Well, easily,
yeah.
Jared, what was your response to me about gatekeeping? How do you say that nicely?
I respect your opinion, even though I disagree. Okay.
And what he said. Although you're effing stupid, Tim.
I like your spin on it.
That's kind of what you mean to say.
A little bit, maybe.
What I want from that movie is don't even call Jeff Goldblum the Grandmaster. Just call him Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. I've seen like tweets to the effect of people saying, like, in real life, they've not heard anyone ever refer to him as anything but Jeff Goldblum. No one says, I loved him as the Grandmaster. They just say, did you see Jeff Goldblum in Thor? nobody says anything otherwise. Whereas, like, eventually people do start just talking about the Kingpin, you know? They're not going to refer to him by his real name the entire time.
He's sort of like, his whole personality has morphed into the early version of Brundlefly. Like just the really just cocky, you know, know-it-all, and that's fine with me. And even more so, he is definitely Malcolm from Jurassic Park and everything now.
and he's in just like to a comic level, like where he is. He is the character he played in Thor was perfect because it's like he's Malcolm, but he's like evolved to like a demigod status. Like he's like Malcolm by way of Roger Rabbit, you know, like he's like a cartoon in the human world. And I love when people get to that point. It feels like with age, it's kind of easy to do that. You just become a walking cartoon.
He hasn't been outed as a deviant yet, has he?
So I think his thing came a couple weekends ago, and I was really upset by it. But it was like one of those. I was like a threat. It was ominous. And given you know how when Uma Thurman said something is coming, she came out with real stuff. It could actually come out, but so far nothing. I don't think concrete has been said about it.
Uma Thurman came out with what now?
Oh, Uma Thurman came out coming out hard against Weinstein specifically. She said like she'll talk later, and then she actually did talk later. But someone I remember reading vaguely said that he was up to something or he had done something. Jeff Goldblum, but they basically had said that something was coming, a story was coming. So, if nothing, I don't think it ever did. And if it didn't, then you know maybe the journalist was getting. False lead, who knows? Like at this point, there's very few people I wouldn't be shocked at. I'd be more than just disappointed. I'd be really surprised about like somebody like Mr. Rogers. Like that would, I'd just be, pardon me, Tim. I'd be over liking celebrities if that happened. Like it would ruin me. It would ruin me. I'd be like, I'm assuming you're all monsters. Like, I go to see every movie, just like countdown until I find out you're evil. Like that, you just.
I hope to God that Mr. Rogers and Captain Kangaroo sexually assaulted each other.
Oh God, come on, man, don't do that. Don't do that. He's such a good man. He was amazing. He was more than just a TV personality. He was a really incredible human being. He wasn't like normal people, and in a good way, and like he just wanted to help people.
You know who I'm surprised there hasn't been a story about yet? Shatner.
Yeah, you'd think. What? Hasn't there? No, has there? Because there was all that stuff. Did you read about all the stuff about Roddenberry? That stuff was really interesting. Like, the whole book came out about that. Like he was just super. He sexually harassed all sorts of ladies. It was bonkers how often he did. But. Like some of the women talking about it were like, it doesn't undo the good stuff he did either because he promoted a lot of really great stuff about tolerance and people living together and diversity and community and international, you know, cooperation. And like,
do you give people in the 60s a pass though?
I've talked with Ron about that a lot. It's like looking at something from 15 years ago, you don't judge it by the same eyes you do now. So how can you look at a guy, you know, 60 years ago, the same or not 60, but getting close, I guess. 50 years ago, the same way as you would somebody now. That's not fair, like you said. And like even the stuff in the 90s is still, it's a long time ago. But you also feel like if he was sexually harassing people that late, because like, I think one of the women, I think that was part of the deal. Like that's why what's her face left, the girl who woman who played Tasha Yar. I think part of it was like just this environment of sexual harassment. And it's like that's I don't know. People should have known better by the 90s. Yeah, like the language was there. It was happening. But just that system, like I think we all had a feeling Hollywood was particularly screwed up. And I think all businesses, you know, because they are, it's been a man-led, you know, society for so long and so sexist, I think that it's not just in Hollywood. We've all expected it's been kind of awful. You hear about casting couches and stuff, but we know now how pervasive that was. If he started off and became who he was in the 60s, then he's not going to like probably learn his lesson. Most of those guys don't seem to. Of all the stories that I've heard and read coming out, the only one where like the person in the time they're called out as it's happening seems to have like stopped and learned something might have been Dustin Hoffman. The woman who told her story was like, no, he listened to me and totally changed his behavior and apologized like, on the spot. It's like that. Why can't more people just do that crap? Like none of this stuff would be happening if like half the dudes acted that way instead of one of them.
Funny too, because you and I had talked about at one point that the MO will be just deny, and that's what you're seeing happen, especially with what's his name from Amazon Transparent or whatever.
Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah, no,
that was disappointing. Didn't happen. And then another one comes out. It's like, then another one comes out. It's like, yeah, it happened. Come on, man. Why you gotta lie?
No, it's like Cosby admitted to it, and the stuff he did is like nuts. The stuff he admitted to. If he's gonna admit to drugging people, like, come on, guys. Once there's a preponderance, I'm laughing now. It's screwed up. Like,
free. You guys.
No, it's bonkers. It's such a screwed up environment, and like it honestly, you have to take people for their word. And she was an adult. It was not the same thing, but it just makes me feel like having read Carrie's diary and talking about how she said like it was how she says it was like a little screwed up that a guy who was in his early 30s who was married with kids, you know, was with her when she was like 19 and then they were in London, but she said they were both just lonely and they weren't seeing other people around anywhere. And it was just like something that just kind of happened. And she didn't blame him. She wasn't mad at him. And she felt like they both took advantage of the situation. But it's like, you just think about the culture of making movies that like kept putting, this is like, this is why to me, it's weird why we always keep casting that with that kind of age difference. It's like, how many times can we cast Bradley Cooper's next to Jennifer Lawrence's and then be like, I'm just surprised all these guys are doing weird stuff with younger women. we create this idea that that's normal, like, and that's the most normal. And so it is okay for people to have extreme age differences. 13 years isn't that weird when you're an adult, and it gets less and less weird as you get older. But I don't know. It's just a weird precedent, and everything is part of it. Indy, Indiana Jones, you know, him and Quiet. Mary. It's weird. Quiet. It's weird stuff, man. It's just weird. I know. I love Indy, but that reading that article is so strange. That interview with all of them, because Spielberg keeps trying to like pull them back, but like, and you said about the '60s, like it's all about context. Because and there's this one interview I read from when they were, I think maybe right after Raiders came out, and they're talking about the age difference and the dialogue where Indy and her are talking about how she was, you know, a child or whatever, and like George and Kasdan are kind of like pushing towards her being an actual child. Like she could have been 13 when he met her father and he was, you know, just getting ready to go to grad school. It's like 13 and like a 22-year-old, like, come on. And then you think about like, I think about my grandparents and great grandparents. I'm like, okay, that's George's parents and grandparents. Like, that's not, to him, it's not creepy and gross, because that's the age difference they actually probably had and when they actually met, like, his actual folks, you know. And you and think about stuff like that, and it's like, oh, well, you're not thinking about it in that context. But then you read the article and the way Spielberg responds, it's like he was aware it was 1980 or whatever. He's like, no, guys, no. She's like 16, 17. Like, nope. She could not have been 13. Like, you guys are stupid. I get where both parties are coming from when I think about it, but it's just all part of this like weird, gross culture that, you know, that it's how did it get to this point? And then you look back and everything makes some level of sense. Everything's kind of gross.
Well, after thinking long and hard about it, there is no good segue from this conversation back to Star Wars.
How about the Z-Walks?
That's not a good one.
I think it's perfect.
I mean,
Tim, so, you've finished Battlefront. Do you have to kill Ewoks in Battlefront? That's my question.
Of course not.
All right, that's all I need to know.
Can you?
No.
Oh.
Well, you're on Endor as like an Imperial, or have you defected by that point in the story mode?
No, that's like the very beginning when the Death Star 2 explodes.
Okay, so it starts off with the Death Star exploding. So
yeah,
there's no opportunity really for you to kill Ewoks much.
Right.
Because what would be awesome is if they had a little situation to where you're playing like a sniper or whatever, and it's just like a bonus mode, you know, to where you get coins or something, and you literally are just like laying on a log in a forest, and little Ewok heads pop up all over in the forest, and you just have to snipe them and just like kill them.
So from a completely clinical standpoint, like Duck Hunt, but with Ewoks.
Yes.
And then from an emotional standpoint, you're evil.
No, because it's all what is it, ones and zeros?
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, that's true. It is all ones and zeros.
Sniping Ewoks. Or even if imagine you're like in the bottom of the lake in, you know, right by Otogunga, and you're just, you know, sniping away at swimming Gungans as they go by.
No.
That would be fun too.
Hard pass.
No? You're not into that?
Yeah. Not super into it.
What if you're just like a giant rancor and you just, the more people you walk around and eat, the more points you get?
That was a thing.
I'm okay with that one.
That was a thing. That was the Star Wars Kinect game, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never played it.
I think it was, because you had to like walk around as the rancor and like pick people up and like eat them and stuff, I thought.
Dude, what game?
The Star Wars Kinect for Xbox game.
Oh, it had all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah, it did, but that was, I'm pretty
didn't
sure
have the
that was
dance
one of them.
Stuff. Didn't have the weird dance stuff. Like it was.
It might
thing
have
was
been
put
that
to,
one. Yeah,
thing was put together quick.
But you know who was in that game?
The Wii one.
It could maybe even both. I don't know. But you know who was in that game? Lando. Yeah. And speaking of Lando, it turns out he will not be in The Last Jedi, which honestly I don't think that would surprise any of the three of us. But
well, it wasn't surprising, but I didn't like the way they said that they didn't even consider it. And I've heard a lot of people explain why they disagree, and I think that's cool. But for me, if you're going to have anything with a casino planet, and just the fact, like, at this point, it feels like you should at least consider somehow including him. And I've heard a lot of reasons, like, what upset me is this, I had a really good discussion where people made really great points, but instead of just expressing why they felt the way they did, like, it's like they were trying to make it like where I was wrong for wanting him. And like they even said, like, it would just be a cameo and I don't want to just see someone appear just for the sake of seeing them appear. And like Amanda joined in and we both were like, I kind of do anyway. Like, and I do, because I want to see Lando and specifically Billy Dee as Lando. And all the reasons not to, because he has a hard time walking. Like he still makes convention appearances and does signings and stuff, and he still does voice work. And if he doesn't want to do it, that's okay. Like that's fine with me. And if the narrative is they didn't consider it because he doesn't want to say he didn't want to do it because he doesn't want to be an old man walking around anymore, that's okay too. I'm perfectly okay with that. But with the information we have, like hearing that they never considered putting him in it, it just makes me feel a little disappointed, because I like him and I like him as Lando specifically. I'm excited to see Donald Glover do it, but I like him a lot. And I feel like every reason why that's like a logical reason why it can't happen is just a reason. It's a good justification why it doesn't have to happen. There's all sorts of reasons why it doesn't have to happen, but they put in freaking Peter Cushing. So saying he can't walk isn't really a reason why they can't use him. You know, it's like they're going to make it work. Peter Mayhew was Chewbacca, and he can't walk. He was literally only Chewbacca when he was sitting down in Force Awakens.
I'm also, end
of rant.
Well, no, I'm a little disappointed in that. Like you said, the fact that it wasn't considered. I'm not disappointed that he's not in it, because I think we were kind of expecting that anyway. But I feel like for a Star Wars movie, you have to consider, at least think about, a lot of things, including your major characters being in it, like Lando. You know, I would think that would be at least discussed when you're trying to make a new Star Wars episode movie. So I was surprised to hear that it wasn't even a possibility at any point.
No Lando.
Did you say no Lando?
No Lando. I'm good. No Lando. Because the thing for me is that stupid cameo of the droids in Rogue One kills it. Kills that momentum. And I could see, you know, you watching The Last Jedi, and it's like, hey, as he walks by, it's like, look, it's Lando. Oh, Lando's gone. Hey, look, that was Lando.
Well, and I wouldn't want it to be that, like, Ponda Baba in
Which
Rogue
is horrible,
One,
too.
And I wouldn't want it to be that level, but I mean, it's like, to me, I would want him to be something like the way you see Mon Mothma or Bale, you know, where it's an appearance. And it, 'cause to me, whether it's involved in the resistance or involved in a casino, it makes sense to at least consider him. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see the way the movie plays out, though.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Like it could watching be, you, where it wouldn't, you might wouldn't be like, work.
That could have been Lando. That could have been Lando. DJ could have been Lando for all we know.
Right, and there's a good chance he absolutely couldn't have. I'm not gonna criticize the movie before it comes out by any means, but I still like. I just kind of wish we would have gotten to see him in the new trilogy, and it feels like we probably won't at this point. Like maybe he'll show up in 9, but probably not. And
I'd be fine with seeing him. I do not want a glorified cameo or a cameo of any kind. If Lando's going to be in it, have him in it.
Yeah, I feel like if nothing else, his character and Billy Dee deserve that to be more than a cameo.
He doesn't deserve just a cameo. He deserves to either give him something.
I would prefer that. Like,
or nothing. No, you know, imagine if the only time you saw Luke Skywalker was the end of Force Awakens.
No, I'm good with that. No, it'd be so disappointing. Now cut to
a year later, and she's already learned all she needed to learn from Luke Skywalker, and she's back.
And you see her fly away and wave to a grave. That's all.
You learned that he died from typhus.
Can you imagine how mad people would be? Yeah, that. Oh my God! Yes, in the scroll, he died from space typhus. This is the first Star Wars with a pre-scroll deal, and that's all the parts you see in the trailer with Luke happen in like a 45 second like super cut. Like it's just all these fast cuts. Oh my God. I gotta say, if that happened, I'd be so confused as to how he got, as the movie's happening. Who knows if he could pull it off? That'd be amazing. But just as it was happening, I think I'd be half confused as to why Disney gave him a new trilogy, and just so impressed that he pulled that off. I'd just be like, oh my, like, I don't know where this is going, but and I'm not happy about this. But you have to respect anyone who could make this happen. Like, best salesman in the world to make that happen.
It's like there are those who are in the know, and I'm certainly not one of them. But at this point, all of us, all we know is that he gets on the Falcon. Doesn't mean the Falcon flies anywhere. He may just be looking around while she leaves.
Or they could just be him checking it out, like, because no one else walked up those steps, right? Like we see her, she leaves Chewie and R2, that could just be keep coming down to say hey to them. Like, she's like, oh yeah, your droid and your giant Chewbacca are down there. And she's like, oh, what? And you gotta go down and say hey. He's just popping in while he's looking for them. Like, that could be the next second of footage, could be him being like, Chewie? Like, he turns his head and he's like calling out to him.
Yeah, we know Rey leaves the island. We don't know that he does.
That's another one, like, honestly, that... For all the reasons why I don't want Kylo redeemed, mostly it's repetition, and that's another reason why, like, I feel like he has to leave, because it would feel so samey if he never leaves that island. If it would just be like, oh, cool, he's just Yoda, you know, and it would open itself up to a lot of maybe unfair Empire comparisons.
But if Rey leaves and Luke's waving, and then Force Ghost Anakin just starts popping up next to him, wouldn't that be cool? And it's Force Ghost Hayden Christensen, too.
Oh, no, it's absolutely Force Ghost Hayden Christensen, because Sebastian Shaw would make so little sense at this point. Like, no sense.
No, right? it's Force Ghost Sebastian Shaw. That would be better.
No, he's there, too.
And Force Ghost Sebastian Stan, that would be great too. We just have Winter Soldier. Hey,
or him dressed as young Luke, like everybody likes.
Yeah.
No, and,
I would think I do think he'd make a really good young Luke for like when he's training Ben and whatnot.
But I do feel like Jared, I agree with what you're saying, that he has to pretty much get off the island for more than one reason. One, so that it's not repeating Yoda. But two, just think about the story. You know, you have Luke Skywalker either stay on a desert, not a desert, but like a remote island forever, or you can have him be relevant again.
Relevant before he dies. Damn.
Yeah, hilarious.
I don't want
to. Will you cry him if he dies?
I mean, I can't predict what would, if it's like extremely sad, you never know.
Oh, damn.
Mark's
especially when that John Williams music just starts coming up while Luke is just dying. 12 and poor little Tim can't do it anymore.
But it'd be kind of like, I guess, how you felt when the Rancor dies.
No, at such a young age, I was like, aw.
Okay, so now when Boba Fett dies.
He doesn't die.
Or does he? No, the last I heard was that his armor made it out, but they couldn't confirm if he as a person made it out or not, or if he just like digested the body and put out the armor.
Does anybody even know what those interludes were alluding to?
All I know about any of this is that right now Mark is either right or being trolled, and everyone like him, because the new Build-A-Figures for Lego... The art on the box for the new Boba Fett, my brother shared this with me because he builds Legos with his son and has a lot of the Star Wars stuff now. It's Boba using the jetpack to fly out of the Sarlacc as he's shooting at it. So it is totally there. Like, whoever did that design either didn't even talk to anyone about it. It was just like sneaking it in there or whatever. It was somebody who feels the same as Mark.
Like, let's see if I can get away with this.
Yeah, yeah. And I like Boba as much as the next guy who doesn't have any specific dislike for Boba Fett. So yeah, I'm okay with that. No reason to give Mark a hard time. It feels ambiguous, but he's Schrodinger's dead guy in a Mandalorian armor. He's not dead yet, you know, until we know for sure.
I mean, it hasn't made sense like ever that he would have died there, you know. It just doesn't make sense character wise and like the fact that he has a gun on his wrist, if nothing else, and a jetpack. Yeah,
significant.
Yeah.
He's got a scope rifle,
flamethrower, right? Doesn't that thing,
yeah
you have a flamethrower? There feels like there's a lot of things at play that might stop, because it's like, no, he'll be in there for thousands of years, whatever. It's like, what? Like, that doesn't even sort of make sense. Are there bars in there, like electrified? Like, I don't get it.
And even still, like you said, he just like shoots from his wrist the inside, and the thing goes, oh, ow, and he jetpacks out.
Yeah, this doesn't add up at all. It's I'm not pitching for Boba Fett stuff, you know, after the Return of the Jedi. I think a lot of that stuff could be before that. You could do some cool stuff, but yeah.
So
I don't think he's dead necessarily.
If it is revealed,
I was going to ask what era Mark would want his Boba Fett miniseries or movie in.
Oh, I want it post Jedi.
Really? See, I would want it to go in between, maybe. Like the end of Clone Wars and A New Hope era, like, because we don't.
Oh, we'll kinda... get that too. We'll get that too. But I mean, if visually, like a visual medium, whether it's television, movies, cartoons, anything like that, I want to see him after Jedi. Books, I could comic books. I could deal with him.
Interesting.
Any other place? I want to see what happens after, because I just think that puts him in an interesting spot with the... Hold on. What the hell keeps happening to this phone? Shut up. Keeps doing like a dewdrop in my ear.
It's more open-ended, or...?
Yeah, I think the possibility of, you know, the underworld arising again or getting stronger with the downfall of the Empire... You know, that now there's a power vacuum, so to speak, and it might be more interesting to see him interact with you know, gangsters coming back. I mean, granted, they were still around to some extent, but I think there'll be people all over the place just searching for power.
Yeah. Well, that also kind of leads to what I was going to ask too, which is if it is revealed officially that he did live past Jedi, what medium would you like to see that revealed in? Like a movie, the new animated series, the live action? Well, I don't think it'd be there. Well, anyway, comic book, like where would you like to see it revealed that he did make it past Jedi?
I'd say cartoon, but I don't want Filoni involved with it.
Okay.
Because somehow he'll end up blind or...
Well,
having
he was a secret Jedi the whole time.
Yeah, well, some.
It seems like Filoni kind of has pretty much has a lock on... The way they make it look is like he has a lock on Lucasfilm Animation. So if there's going to be a Star Wars animated project that he's not a part of...
But to be fair, like the way animation works, like he's either gonna have to take a step back or focus on one thing at a time and only be minimally involved in other things. Like if he did get this promotion, it's like, you know, because you'd think they're gonna expand their slate. You look at Marvel, and no offense, we could be getting in a lot of stuff that's between Rebels. I think we're gonna get a show like Rebels and like Clone Wars. It's probably 3D animated, but I think we're gonna get a lot of content between that and Forces of Destiny, because you look at their output of Marvel shows, and this is stuff that's like Flash animated. Like watch any of them, any of the last seasons of their new Spider-Man show, or their previous iteration of Spider-Man, or this last like several. They retitled the seasons every time to like match the story arc. But they had the same Ultimate Spider-Man show and Avengers show that's like spun out of the movies somewhat for some time now, and a Guardians of the Galaxy one as well, and. They have good animation people working on them, good people doing designs and good directors. But the funding I think they get and the software that they're given in Disney Animation, it's like just – it's bare bones. They don't spend the way they used to. They don't do the best of the best like they did. And it's disappointing. Like I watch that stuff and I know what Photoshop filters they put real photos to make backgrounds from. Like because all these Marvel shows that take place in New York, and they use stock image photos or photos that they have people take, and they just like run two filters on them on Photoshop, and it's just sad. It's like that not only is it crappy work, but like somebody could have that job. and do an amazing job. Like you look at Voltron and Avatar, and you look at even stuff that uses the same exact software, like Rick and Morty and Adventure Time and Gravity Falls and regular show. And there's all this stuff that have these very distinct styles, but some of them have beautifully like illustrative backgrounds and like really just like great stuff that I think people can enjoy, and there's all sorts of different styles. Steven Universe is another one that looks really beautiful that uses that same kind of stuff, and it's like there's no excuse. Like they could be hiring great people, and it sucks because there are people at Disney who've gotten work like that, like who do Gravity Falls or Star versus the Forces of Evil. Like there are people who have these kind of almost auteur styles in television animation right now, and I say just give them Marvel shows, give them Star Wars shows, and let somebody like Filoni, who learned Star Wars stuff from George, maybe be their guy who makes it Star Warsy, you know, who makes it fit. But after seeing him without George on Rebels, I don't want him in charge of everything. I'm with Mark on that for sure.
Well, because the question I was trying to get to is that, yeah, who would you like to see, if you have anybody in mind, to be the next Filoni in this hypothetical scenario?
Oh, that's a hard question.
For me, ideally, it would be like in a dream world, it'd be Brian Konietzko and Mike DiMartino, who did Avatar: The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra, because I love their work. Or maybe I really like who are the people who do Voltron right now? Giancarlo Volpe and Lauren Montgomery, who worked with both of them on Korra, and who worked on Giancarlo Volpe worked on Clone Wars with Filoni as well, and did Justice League. Like his list of stuff is amazing. I think those guys would be really great.
I'd like to see Weissman have it back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Oh, because Gargoyles is the best, and Young Justice was great, and it's gonna be good. Oh, am I gonna have to get that stupid WB thing?
I've always curious why he was unceremoniously kicked the hell out of Rebels. So I'd like to see him get a shot at Star Wars again.
I got theories and maybe like some rumory stuff I've heard about that from animation people. And
go ahead.
So what I've heard is that they kind of didn't expect him to have, like, they, when they hired him, they didn't hire him to do what he ended up doing. Like, they hired him as a consultant or as a co-producer, and he ended up being a co-executive producer and like creating a lot of stuff. And the way he operates, like, you see, you can look at his stuff online. He maps out everything on note cards. Like, he'll cover complete walls with like years of backstory for each character, and like going back to stuff that never actually appears on screen. It's like when I saw David Mamet stuff talking about like him creating characters. Like, it's bonkers the level of detail he does. But basically, like, I think he just kind of worked his way up there because of his ideas, the power of his ideas, and the way he worked with everybody. He ended up kind of encroaching on Filoni and Kinberg's territory, but they didn't want him there because he was there. He was a co-executive producer or executive producer and was their head writer for a season. And then he's just gone and replaced with talented guy, Henry Gilroy, as head writer and co-executive producer, co-producer. But it's also a guy that Filoni had working under him the entire time at Clone Wars. So it's something very specific that he'd worked with before and had control over and wasn't in any way as equal, you know? And it sort of seems like they ousted him because he overstepped his boundaries and the people at Disney didn't mind because he did a good job. And they'd worked with him before. Some of them worked with him before. So, yeah.
Because when I saw him at WonderCon, I said, oh, you're going to be at Celebration? He goes, I wasn't invited.
I was like, oh. That was before the first season had ended, but before they'd announced that he wasn't coming back, I think, right?
Yeah, it was right around that time. It was actually the weekend of his comic book. There was a Kanan, didn't he write that?
Yeah, he did write Kanan, and that was excellent. Like, that was
That weekend that it just came out, so it was one of those things to where I think I knew he was not coming back, but I didn't know it was a touchy subject.
Yeah, no, and it's disappointing.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been such an a-hole.
Yeah, you weren't rubbing it in. You were genuinely curious. Just like, hey, you like his work.
Yeah.
Screw you. Like, that wasn't your intent. No, I like his stuff a lot. That's a really good suggestion, Mark.
I'd like to see. Yeah, I'd like to see him come back. Other than that, I would love to see Tartakovsky get a shot at it again.
He did do a good job, and man, he knocked out of the park with the end of Samurai Jack. It's heartbreaking, man.
Did you watch it? You finally watched it?
I finally did. That's so good. It's like an arrow in my heart in the end. It's so good and so sad.
You can see it coming, though.
Oh, sure. Oh, no, they set it up really well. Like. Oh, man.
You and I know what we know. You're like, yeah, it's going to happen. I got tears.
It was what do you call it? There's some Back to the Future moments.
Oh yeah,
I mean, yeah. It is a show, but the opening was always, you know, flung into the future. You know, it's like yeah, no, he's poor Jack, such a great noble hero, and Phil Lamar is so good, man. Another Clone Wars guy.
Yeah, kid this though.
You know, what just occurred to me though. I was fully hoping that we could have that revised dream log from last week, but it just occurred to me, we never got that email to us, Josiah.
Well, great job, Josiah. Right. You've ruined everything.
I was kind of looking forward to that, to having the revised.
Again, Josiah, for next week, we really need you to write us, because again, we're going to be Andrea-less one more week. We're going to need you to help fill that void by writing us some really weird dream log stuff that is more to Mark's liking. However, whatever that is up to Mark, but we got to stretch in our episode a little bit. And
and Mark, maybe even send a couple DMs his way to make some recommendations. just to get the creative juices flowing, you know?
Or just from our account, you could tag him and post links to stuff from what's his face, our favorite author, Chuck.
Well, let me not talk Chuck amongst yourselves.
Not Chuck.
Oh no, I feel like he has an idea now.
What's that guy's last name?
Tinkle.
That's right.
Yeah.
You said Tinkle or Tingle?
It's Tinkle. He said Tinkle. But he also says Walk, so let's give him a break.
I'm not a huge fan of this guy's work, so I might have gotten his name off. I mean,
listen, we know you have the complete Tingle camp.
Did I see Pablo Hidalgo was joking about him one time recently too?
I think we can take credit for that.
yeah, I'm pretty sure we can. Let's see. We have 2.5 weeks, right, until The Last Jedi comes out. And I was telling Mark earlier, I can wait. It's 2.5 weeks. That's, you know, it's close. It's close enough. I'm comfortable knowing that it's coming in 2.5 weeks. But I need the soundtrack like yesterday. It's been like really getting under my skin. I'm just like, I need to hear this thing. And Mark brought up a good point earlier that I think at this time in 2015, we'd already had a couple snippets of the score from like the 60 Minutes thing and the clip from the Scherzo for X-Wings, that I think we had some clips, short, but still something at this point. I don't remember the exact date that those came out, but I thought it was something. So I'm kind of not getting my hopes up, but at the same time, just like, I would be so thrilled if we got a little tiny something from the music just to hold me over for another 2.5 weeks. Because that would be great. So, Kathleen Kennedy, since you're our biggest fan, please give us something. Mark, are you done? Can we stop talking among ourselves now?
No, that was... hold on, what's going on? I don't even know what this has to do with anything, but I'm with that.
that was great.
Oh, man. I kind of feel like now I have to apologize to Josiah, too.
Wait, what? It was kind of a fan.
Why would you apologize for bringing such wonderfulness into his life?
Because, I mean, I'm sure it's half hilarious but half disturbing, because, I don't know, that's just the impression I'm getting from Mark.
No, not at all.
Oh, man, I'm guilty of that. I have a thread that has, like, last I checked, it had, like, 150 responses between me and everybody, but, I quoted a picture of somebody retweeted into my timeline a picture of an eyeball. I think it's Photoshop, maybe it's a painting or a piece of digital artwork, but it's a picture of an eyeball like zoomed in on the face with a hand, like a tiny hand crawling like up, like pulling itself out from under the bottom eyelid. And it just looks gross and weird and creepy. And it looks like somebody said, oh, man, now I'm all itchy. And I'm like, oh, it's just your sinus goblins. And they're like, oh, why'd you say that? And that's what it looks like to me. Like, it's like, oh, no, that's how they used to scare little kids in the Middle Ages. They're like, if you don't brush your teeth, you're going to get sinus goblins. And it ended up just inspiring this kind of gross thread that brought back a term that I don't think there's any reason you should have to believe it. But it should be fun to find out if you do. My friend Jessica had coined a term a while back when talking about something with our friend and listener, Joey, about, what do you call it, semen pneumonia? Just a way to catch pneumonia from semen. And, yeah, no, it just spawned into this thread of insane, alternately gross and hilarious gifts and... yeah, and images, and there's one great one that inspired its own sub-thread about images where there's cartoons with legs and butts, but then just a head on top. Like, there's nothing else, nothing in between the bottom and the head. And it's weird, but there's actually several of these just around everywhere. But, yep, that's my attempt to continue to talk amongst ourselves.
Oh, no, I was just mentioned on Twitter by Griddle Marks.
I don't know. That one just happened to pop up when Jared was talking about his stories.
Okay, so I'm also going to have to go. I am pulling this up, but while I do that, I have to go to our. Oh no!
That's awesome. That's so perfectly timed with what we actually. Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay, I am.
Nightmares.
I am pulling it up, but like so, while I do, I have to ask Jared to be our substitute Twitter correspondent because I have to check to see if we have any questions to get to. We don't have any emails.
Okay. Do you want me to go on them since Andrea's not here?
Yeah, and I have to see. Okay, what is this? Do I want to click this GIF or not?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so that is one of the least expected things I have experienced. Yeah, that's
is it real? Is it real?
I forgot. You guys maybe forget that I had promised to not be gross on this thread until tomorrow. I just shared that.
Oh, that's.
I had to immediately delete that. There you go.
That's right. Special. Yeah, do we have any tweets, Jared?
Like I said before, we had one to start from Noah that was basically an attempt to break Mark's spirit, I believe.
If he is genuinely interested, then DM me.
He said, how's Tim liking Battlefront 2? And how's Tim doing in general? Which, that's pretty good.
Stalker.
Brian, our friend Brian Bailey, says...
I haven't heard from Brian Bailey in a long time.
What are three things that we want to see in The Last Jedi?
Brian Bailey.
So it'd be nice to see Brian make his Star Wars debut. I agree. Well, Tim and I both said we wanted to see Lando. Mark said no because he hates Lando. No, not at all, because he deserves a real big appearance, but we all know that's not happening, so that one won't count. What are the things you want to see?
Obviously, I along with Steel would like to see the green lightsaber.
If that's a possibility, man, I'm down. I want to see that.
That's like the number one thing. Sure. That's like all I want for Christmas, kind of thing, is the green lightsaber. But
I can't set myself up for it. Like I gotta have a disappointment.
Like, I am preparing. It's not in it. I'm preparing myself to not expect it, and I'm delaying my hopes until episode 9, maybe. But
I don't think he's. I don't think I have heard from Manda that he's in our group going this year, Mark. But like, I would imagine if it doesn't happen, like Steel is going to be despondent. Like it just from the way, and maybe not, but it just feels like it won't be that he's like.
Is he going with us?
I don't think so. I think if it's anything like last year, he'll be a correspondent for the channel one or whatever. I believe that's what it's called in Australia because he reported last year, or maybe, I don't remember it last year, but definitely he reported for Force Awakens for them, and then he reported for them at the celebration this year as well. But in that case, I think it's like Europe, and he'll get to see it earlier than us by a day or something because they're. Awesome. Hey, we get all the TV earlier. I'm not gonna like everybody's like, I can't believe other countries get Star Wars before us. It's like, first off, it's happened twice now, two years in a row, and I've been fine. Like, it's really,
yeah,
it has not impacted my quality of life,
right?
So I'm not gonna freak out about it. And second of all, we get everything else early, so it's like that feels super petulant. It's like. America instead of everything. So,
like, well, plus, with it being filmed in Pinewood Studios, you know, it's kind of nice that they get some sort of nods elsewhere. You know,
no.
You just want it now.
It is made by an American corporation. It deserves to be in America. Hoorah!
I believe it is an international corporation.
Or is it an intergalactic corporation?
Listen, I can go... I'm not sure which creator we're talking about, but I can go right down the street 5 miles from here and go to the garage where Walt Disney created Mickey Mouse. All right? Disney owns Lucasfilm. America.
Hoorah! Deserves to be here first.
I love you, Mark. I kind of feel like, honestly, that if I could decide how to do it, all this stuff would be available everywhere simultaneously. Because we live in a global world, you know? Right?
We live in a global world. You just said that.
Yeah.
Isn't the globe of the world?
Oh, it's a bit repetitive. I'll admit that one.
A bit. Okay.
So three things. Number one, yeah, I would say Green Lightsaber is like the most important thing on the planet. beyond that,
I'd like to see Kylo and Rey hook up. what else?
You would like to see lots and lots and lots of porgs.
I have three things. Two of them I don't. I mean, the lightsaber I don't think is going to happen. Afraid.
Yeah.
The other one I don't think is going to happen, which is I want Leia and Luke to hug. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
And the third one I kind of think is more possible than he would like to admit. But I want Mark to love porgs. and that's it. Those are my three.
I don't hate him.
You don't hate them? That's enough right there.
I don't care about them.
I'm saying, what if they have these razor sharp teeth, and what if they're like awesome? What if they eat somebody's face off like a bad guy? Will you be down with porgs if Chewie's pork, but he punches around and stuff because he's a jerk and sits in Han's seat? What if they do bond over stuff and like he chews a stormtrooper's face off? Would it be cool?
I have a feeling what's going to happen is the thing's going to not shut up. So Chewie's going to put him in his mouth to like keep him quiet
and accidentally eat him.
Well, no, he's not going to eat him. He's just going to, like, we just shut up and just put him in his mouth. You know, hear, like, little pork, like, making squawks out of his, you know,
bark for throat. For the rest of the movie. That's where the feather coming out is, though. I like this.
Yeah, it's like a kangaroo pouch, except Wookiees keep their young in their mouths.
This is this is all fantastic.
I would honestly, though, on a serious note, and I don't know how it's going to be achieved or how it's going to be done, I would like to see some sort of, even if they sort of break the tradition of Star Wars, I would like to see a send-off to Carrie Fisher. You know, I know they don't typically do like, you know, in memoriams or whatnot, but I would like to see that, or even some, I don't know how they're going to deal with her death, but I'd like to see them acknowledge that and Kenny Baker as well.
Oh, this should be in the credits, I think, at the end. I think.
It cannot be a rolling credit, though, in my opinion.
You think it needs to just kind of have its own deal before that, you think?
I don't know. I mean, at the end, I suppose, you know, if they, you could go to like their faces at the end. I don't know. I think there's definitely touching ways of doing it, or ways that are worthy of what they did for Star Wars.
Well, in between the stuff at Celebration and the stuff that her brother put on at her public memorial, it's like there's examples of like dozens of ways to show a little memoriam thing for her that are various kinds of classy and cinematic, and some of them, you know, made by someone who doesn't know what they're doing on Flashpoint out of the goodness of their heart, but they range in like the dozens of them, but there's so many examples already like to look at specifically for her. So I can't imagine. I think you're right. It'd be I didn't even think of that, but it's something that I think would be really, really nice to see.
And it's even possible with the whole, you know, with us not going from the Fox fanfare into the Star Wars you know, opening music or whatnot.
Blair.
right. It's very possible to have like a sort of Disney logo in memoriam to Carrie Fisher, Kenny Baker. Then you go straight to the Lucasfilm logo.
I like, you know, that.
I because you're acknowledging them ahead of time and giving it almost like, what do they call it? The if you even did it right, you could do one of those sort of, they call it,
it's not intra-act, but it's basically where it's almost like it's not the intermission, but it's the music before the start of the film. They used to do that, I guess. I'd never seen a movie like that in real life.
I know what you mean.
They would just play. Yeah, they play the music from the movie while you're sitting in the theater, and it's dark before the lights even come on.
Yeah,
before the screen even.
I can't. Oh, there's a name for it, but it's the medley of the music. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like intra, it's like intra act or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotta look this up now. I'm gonna look it up for you.
That sounds right.
No, because before they used to do it before every. I was in. We've talked about this. I was I was Flopsy in Peter Cottontail. My parents made me act when I was a kid because I didn't want to do anything else. I wouldn't do sports or anything else. I went to so much musical theater. Like that's totally. They used to do that before movies and plays, which. It reminds me of one of my favorite things ever, the Zoolander DVD menu, where it's narrated by him as Zoolander in character, and he goes through the buttons at first, and he says, the first button is play. He says, I know what you're thinking. Why is it called play? When this isn't a play, it's a movie. It's, but some of these buttons were made a long time ago, when movies were plays. What is it called? It says... Google's not loading.
In the meantime, what's Bailey's other question?
I have like three bars. I think that's all we got.
Okay. All right. So
good
then,
question, though, Bailey. Thank you.
Yeah. And like the moral of the entire, not just the story, but the entire episode tonight is Josiah, you need to send in that dream log for next week.
It's the moral of it.
Yes. And I think, there's so much cool stuff coming.
What?
Sorry.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
I started thinking about the music and the art of and the visual encyclopedia and the movie. And I need like $60. Just $60.
Yeah, so what I was mentioning when you were looking up that very, very disturbing GIF, I mentioned our conversation about the 60 Minutes thing before we started.
Yes.
What do you think the chances are that we get anything musically before the release of the movie and the soundtrack?
I think we're going to hear snippets here or there, probably on Disney. Somehow Disney's going to release it. But I just don't. I think the whole thing behind that was like, hey, look, John Williams is back doing Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, hey, like John Williams just did Star Wars 2 years. So it's not as cool as it is to every person who's a Star Wars fan. It's not as newsworthy,
right?
And I don't think there's a 60 minutes behind the scenes,
right,
in it anywhere. So I think we'll get like a YouTube link leak. I think we'll get a track or two out there. But I think very, very soon we're gonna start seeing. That stuff's going to be shipped shortly. You know, it's going to start arriving in stores, and you're going to start seeing. I mean, we're like 2 weeks out, basically, right? 2-3 weeks out.
I think, yeah, like 2.5.
And we're going to have to. Well, I was going to say we're going to have to start to get solicitations on stuff too coming soon for like any of the books coming for Han Solo, because like all that stuff's supposed to be like that's the justification we've heard from people that online, like Jesse and a few other people who I don't think were. Listeners, but we're just responding to the conversation that had good points that there's some of that stuff's just going to be made and it's cheaper to do it anyway than it is to store them. So, but by that same notion, we're going to have to start to find out about merchandise and books and tie in everything for Han Solo soon. In addition to all that cool stuff that we're going to actually be getting immediately for The Force Awakens, we're going to be hearing about the other stuff like right at the same time. It's going to be crazy. Not Force Awakens.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody, I'm going back to you.
Somebody any day now is going to get their hands on the Star Wars Last Jedi soundtrack. They're going to take a picture of the track listing, or the track listing is going to appear on Amazon instead of just being untitled. Someone's going to get a hold of the visual dictionary, start taking pictures of various, spoiler type of information. That's going to get out there.
So we're gonna start to get the movie spoiled for us in a big way. If you don't want to, you know, it might be time to just check out the internet. Forget it.
Yeah, it's crunch time as far as spoilers are concerned.
It is. Yeah. So you guys are totally right. Anyone, like, there is no. It's like abstaining from voting to make like a moral statement. You're not proving anything to anybody. Like, staying on the internet so that you can complain that people are going to spoil stuff is nuts. We live in reality. Like, be better. Be a better person and don't make yourself upset. Like, acquiesce. If you can't handle spoilers, I'd say you got like, what, a week left? Maybe, what, half a week? You can't be mad.
Enjoy the internet for a week. Because that a-hole is coming, the guy who just pops up
and just starts tweeting random people.
Who specifically targets people who've tweeted about avoiding spoilers. I think last year maybe he was more indiscriminate, but the previous year, like, people like Yoga Cat and Ron, who like specifically had tweeted about it, were the only people I know who got tagged, and I saw them tagged with it, and I was just like, what the hell? Why would somebody do this? And it was one of those people who like changed their identity too.
Yeah.
Their name was like, you know, Kylo's going to be awesome. And then like a week before Star Wars came out, they changed it to Han Solo dies in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And you're like, screw you, dude. Like, I knew that. I follow making Star Wars. I knew that. But you're an ass. I'm like, why would anyone do that? And I really don't get it. Like, at least, like, I feel like I don't understand why people hate other people in like a bigoted sense and like become extremists and want to kill people. But I've known that exists my entire life. Like, from the youngest ages, we know about stuff, you know, like the Holocaust and somebody assassinating Martin Luther King. It's like I'm aware of this stuff enough to know it's real. But this stuff, just straight up trolling, is so foreign. Like, it's just like, really? Like, human beings, someone sat down and that's how they're going to spend their night. I'm going to ruin something for hundreds of people for no reason. Like, what is that? Like, that guy, that's real nihilism. And I, on some level, I got to respect it. He believes in nothing.
Oh, man.
It's got to be hard to believe in nothing. But I feel like an idiot because I looked it up. I was like, it's not intermezzo. That's the word for music in an intermission. Like, it can't be intermezzo. And it's overture.
Damn.
Well, what is wrong with us? We both knew, all of us knew this. Like,
yeah.
We're trying to describe it to Tim like we're like some kind of idiot archaeologist who discovered
the music, the thing they have in the beginning.
Yeah, I feel really stupid for not remembering that.
Everything does.
Tim should feel the worst. Please don't tweet. Just edit that whole part of the conversation out. Good lord.
I wouldn't be averse to that if you got the time. make three of us look less like fools.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? We're probably going to be wrapping this up soon, I'm thinking, but I want to let you know before we go that I haven't even told you guys about this yet, but...
What?
I think I've locked a really special guest for next week. Not like a celebrity or anything, but, you know, a brand new, unique guest. So,
okay, who?
Well, it's not 100% confirmed yet, so I'll tell you afterward, but no, like after we're done here, but yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, bye, everybody. I want to know who it is. Later.
So, no, thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget that what we're just saying, in all seriousness, if you do want to avoid spoilers, then it is completely up to you to stay offline. And if you are online, you are... potentially you're taking the risk of exposing yourself to things that you don't want to see. Even if you avoid them, people, like we were just saying, might be jerks and just send them to you or something. So if you really want to avoid it, the safest thing is to just avoid like Twitter and stuff like that.
That's our PSA cast 287.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I hope you enjoyed that little play where Mark and I pretended we didn't know something. We totally
yeah, they totally bought it, huh?
We're so authentic.
It was an overture. God, Rob, that's stupid.
I know. I seriously, like...
Intra act. God, I can't believe I came up with that stupid crap.
You were like breaking
at the time,
it
sounded
Latin.
So right,
you're
though.
You're like going down into like the roots of the meaning of this word.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just in a different level. That's all. Like everyone else, we're all behind you. That's the problem.
Didn't Jupiter Ascending have like an overture listed on the tracking?
It might. I don't.
It might have had. It might have had.
I'm not
an overture.
Making any guesses anything anymore.
All I know about that movie is that I liked a lot of the aesthetic. There were things about it I really liked, but I just can't get behind a dude sky roller skating or rollerblading to fly, and then he has wings the whole time. It's like spoilers for a movie. It's pretty old at this point.
I'm looking forward to the sequel.
He's got jet rollerblades that make him fly, and it looks like he's rollerblading while he's flying, which is kind of, like, it's interesting. I could accept that if it's all
of don't ruin it for me.
It's just weird.
I haven't seen it by this point.
It's got a weird choice. It's just got a weird choice. Or two. It's not bad. It's a lot of fun. I think those guys are good at building worlds, the Wachowskis.
Which guys?
The Wachowskis. Hey, we've been over this with Andrea on. For me and her, we say guys and dudes interchangeably.
I know.
Trying to give me a hard time.
I am. Bye, everybody.
I guess that's it. So, yeah, bye.